The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, once again, we are joined by Simone. And Simone is now in fourth grade, and she's at the Maple Street School in Manchester, Vermont. And we are here to do our annual Earth Day podcast. I think we are on year five now for us doing this special interview with Simone. And Simone, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. It's great to have you back on the show. And this year's Earth Day, is the theme is Restore Our Earth, which focuses on natural processes, emerging green technologies, and innovative new ways of thinking that can restore the world's ecosystems, to restore nature, because we're certainly at a point where we need to restore nature. So before we really dive into the theme, tell everybody about your love of Earth.
Well, I love the Earth and I want to save it, and I don't want to have pollution, or I don't want anyone throwing trash. I just really love the Earth and I want to save it.
That's excellent. So for this year's Earth Day, again, the theme is Restore Our Earth. We want to restore nature because humans have certainly done a lot of damage to the environment. It's really sad.
So, yeah, and if we don't do anything, then it's just going to get worse and worse, and soon we're like not going to have oceans or anything.
Yeah, exactly. So from your perspective, what should we be doing more to restore our Earth, to restore nature?
I think we should have more trash cans around so people don't just throw it into nature. And I think we should have biodegradable plastic, because I know that my old school used to have some of those, but not a lot.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I agree with those. And let's talk about technologies, because before we started the podcast, we were talking about emerging green technologies, and you mentioned like electric cars and stuff like that. There's also wind farms and windmills for energy and stuff. And what do you think about some of these green technologies, and what are some of your ideas for technology today?
Well, I think we should make more electric cars, but not as expensive. So like people can buy the electric cars and not like normal cars where they're killing the earth. Or we could also travel on bikes or skateboards or stuff like that.
Yeah, that'd be great. Skateboarding is fun.
Yeah.
And what about technologies that they can put out in the ocean to capture all the plastic, like nets and innovation? What do you think about that?
I think that's good, but then they have to find a good spot to put it, not just like on a landfill, I think.
Yes, yes, definitely. Now, what do you think about, you know, what we need to do globally as people? Because I think we really need to reshape our thinking about the environment and change major things. What do you think people should do on a global scale in terms of their thinking?
Well, they should, if they finish something, they should put it in the right trash can, like recycle it if it's like a bottle or something, and or paper. And then if you're at home and you have paper and it's the winter, you can also use it for fires instead of just throwing it away.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. What do you think about, because I think a lot of these problems can be handled through the right education. If everybody truly understood, like you said, about recycling and throwing things away properly, I think we need a global education effort to let people know everything that they can do individually, because we're all responsible in this, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this year's been kind of weird with COVID-19. I think last year when we spoke, it was also COVID-19, but I think it's a little better now. But what is your school planning for Earth Day activities?
I think we're going to go outside and plant some more plants. And we're going to, every year I hear that we go out on the trails and with a trash bag and clean up it and like take all the branches off and make it look nice.
Well, that's good. That sounds like a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Simone, it's always a pleasure speaking with you and doing our annual Earth Day podcast. Any parting words you want to share with our listeners about how we all can restore our Earth?
If you're taking a walk and you just finished, say, a water bottle, you should keep on walking until you find a trash can, not just throw it when you're done with it.
Even better, a recycling bin for the plastic.
Yeah. And if you do make trash cans, then make trash cans that have a recycling bin and a trash bin, just like in out in nature, if like people find them. I think that would be good.
Yeah, another good thing too, which I'm seeing at grocery stores, they're not giving out plastic bags anymore, which is awesome. So when you go to the grocery store, what do you need to do? Bring your own bags, right?
Yes.
Always bring your own bags and try to minimize as much use as plastic as possible, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Definitely save the earth.
Save the earth. All right, great. Well, this concludes this Voices.Earth podcast interview. It's actually our annual Earth Day podcast with Simone, who is a fourth grader at the Maple Street School in Manchester, Vermont. And once again, it's always a pleasure to speak with Simone and get her take on her love of Earth. And Simone, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.